This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending, you know, I don't know if you're texting or tweeting or head up to the website where there's a live chat room going on. There's a live chat room going on, Facebook page. And what else is there? Oh, you want to head up to the website. You want to do a couple things. Give me your email address. I do an email every week, tell you who's going to be in the show, things we're going to be discussing, that kind of stuff. All right, and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all those things that you've been taught to hate, but you shouldn't. There's no need to. There's no reason to. It makes no sense to me that the left doesn't want labels, yet they label all of us. They label all us guys on the right. We're right wing. We're Bible thumpers. We're white guys. We're misogynistic. We're right homophobes, something phobes, phobophobes, whatever phobes. I'm just an idiot phobe. I don't like idiots. They scare me. I guess that would be an idiophobe or something. I don't know. Report from Google says the report out there right now says that over 50% of the Google employees are against the firing of James Damore. Now, I'm not going to do the story because it's not very exciting. But I guess James Damore, Google has this policy. You know, if you think, you know, like a suggestion box. If you think that there's ways that things that are going wrong in Google that need to be fixed and, you know, things that can be changed or what have you, you write it, you put it in. And this guy put together a diversity manifesto. And he talked about some of the issues going on there at Google. Now, I don't necessarily agree with him, but I think he has a, you know, if they are asking for it, then he should have a right to lay it out there and not worry about his job. If you don't want to hear it, then don't put it out there. But when they're polled, over 50% of the employees say that they don't want him fired. That he shouldn't have been fired for what he did. Well, it's kind of cool that the people there, the people in the middle of it all, they don't want him fired. You know? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you want to be part of the conversation. If you want to get involved in what's going on, you can send me an email to joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. And I can't believe, I'm going to be all over the place. Just get over it. Deal with it. I can't believe I guess I do believe it. The craziness that's going on in the White House, or I should say in the White House, in and around the White House. How's that? Now, you got a committee that's being formed on how to save America because Trump can't do it. You already know that, right? Trump can't save America. They don't like the way he comes against the old guard of the Republican Party. And I actually like it. I like the fact that he's embarrassing them. He's right about McConnell. See, they hate the way he's doing it, but he's right about McConnell. Two things. When Trump talks about how they're moving too slow, you know, they respect. Well, he embarrassed Mitch. You know, Mitch McConnell come out and said, well, you know what, he's never been in government before. He doesn't understand how slow it works, what it takes to make him. None of us understand it, because the rest of us in the real world with real jobs, we can't wait 6 months for something to happen. When the boss says, make these changes now, or we're going to be out of business in 3 weeks, we make the changes now. We make things happen. Now, our founding fathers did put slowdown gaps, speed bumps in a way, so we could pull, supposedly, so we wouldn't be able to pull things over in the American populace. But the reality is that 7 years, McConnell, 7 years, you should have had something ready and waiting to go. Right? I mean, you can't. You get the Republicans in a room together, the upper echelon. They have. They can't. There's no way they can explain away them not being ready to go with this plan to replace Obamacare. There's no way. There's no justification for it whatsoever. Unless somebody shoved a whole bunch of stupid gas up in the Capitol when they all got in there to vote. Forgot what they were there for. How can you scream that you need to fix it? Look it, under Obama, I said this the other night, and somebody got mad at me, but I'm serious about it. Mr. Oblamo should have said, bring me the bill, I'll sign it. You got 24 hours to put it on my desk. They would have been able to do it. They had nothing but blank pieces of paper. They would not have been able to make it happen. And then he would have embarrassed the crap out of them, and guess what you'd have today? You'd have a Democrat Senate, you'd have a Democrat House, and a Democrat President again. And we would have become the Soviet Socialist State of America. Seriously. The Republicans don't realize how fragile with what's going on, where they're at. And now you've got a group up there at the White House, advisors, generals. They've apparently teamed up with some of the generals and other advisors in the White House have teamed up with some of these establishment Republican leaders. They're forming a committee to save America. We'll talk about that more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far, because I'll be right back. Hopefully you will, too. Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over a million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
And she's the perfect person to talk about fog now, isn't she? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with me. I really do. And we will make up the last hour to you, I'm sure. We'll get that squared away. If you head over to the website, buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy. Every one of those is a label in and of itself. You can look it up, check it out. Now, a group of globalists in the White House. That's what I'm going to call it. I mean, I just want to jump on the story. There's nothing, you know, I want to keep it going because I'm irritated as it is, as you, some of you who know me can tell. And these are the establishment Republicans. How do you get rid of these guys? Seriously. How are we supposed to move ahead when you've got the old guard from both sides, we've allowed them to get this big. We've allowed them to get this much power. I started becoming worried way back when all my fellow conservative compadres were saying, Obama can't do that. That's unconstitutional. That's right. We have to go to the AG. You mean the AG that he appointed? Right? We have to go to the AG. You mean the one that was breaking constitutional rules himself? Yeah, we've got to get that AG to press charges or to investigate Obama. Oh, yeah. Okay. That worked out well, didn't it? See, we do this all the time. We think they're playing by the rules, and I know somebody's going to throw something at me in a minute, but that's okay. I'll deal with it. We think they're playing by the rules is the way to do it. In the Revolutionary War, if we played by the rules, we'd be drinking tea at noon every day. The Brits were playing by the rules of engagement. We weren't. Thank God. And we should not have played by the rules then. The amount of damage done over the last 8 years, and even then some. Look, I know some of you love George W., but he created problems for us too. He really did. Some of the stuff he was doing, I was sitting there scratching my head and calling him out back then. I don't think we had a radio show. I think the show started about the same time, shortly after Obama got in, right? Yeah.
Or just right before.
But I did. I got all over him. So, anyway, just amazing. We got to get rid of the leaders. I wrote this back in 2014. I have no crystal ball, people. I'm not the smartest guy in the room most of the time. Right? I got no insight to all of this. This is just, I mean, if I was from the country, I'd call it good old country common sense, but I'm not. I'm a city boy. You know, but I was a street boy, so this is street sense. You don't get rid of the old guard, nothing is going to change. It's all they're comfortable with. It's the only way look, when you bring new managers into companies to help them out, what's the most common thing that they hear from rank and file? Well, we've always done it this way. It's always worked for us in the past. No, you moron. If it always worked for you in the past, the new manager wouldn't be in there trying to figure out new ways to move things along. Now, would they? Anyway. This committee to save America, a little alliance that they put together, they're going to protect the nation from Trump. These self-styled saviors might better be named a committee to betray President Trump and the voters and his base and the American people. I could go on and on. You already know that, though. Jim Von High and Mike Allen had private chats recently with their usual gang of establishment Republican sources in Congress, the White House, about this committee of smarty-pants saviors who think that Trump is either a lunatic, dumb, or both. Yeah, because you always amass billions of dollars because you're a lunatic and you're dumb. Allen writes about the usual suspects of his alliance. Democrats like top economic advisor Gary Cohn and globalist former Goldman Sachs executives like Dina Powell, who is notorious for being able to manage up as well as anyone. As one of Powell's former Goldman Sachs colleagues described, the most remarkable thing about Dina Powell is that she can manage up better than anyone I've ever seen in my entire life. The former colleague said that the managing up is when you're able to get the people whom you work for think that you are unbelievably good and very competent at what you do. In other words, long on style and charm, short on substance. Oh, we've seen that. Seen that in plenty of places in government. These White House globalists and Democrats, according to Allen, try to refine our moderate Trump's America First positions. And what is so wrong with that? Why do people have such a heart attack when it's America First? The National Security Advisor, H.R. McMaster, who has reportedly been purging Trump loyalists from various national security posts, is pushing for more intervention in Afghanistan, has reportedly joined the Defense Secretary James Mattis and Chief of Staff John Kelly to check Trump. It may be up to Kelly, who is now the new gatekeeper, to make sure that Trump gets both sides of every issue instead of getting bad information that is heavily titled in favor of McMaster's internationalist viewpoint. I mean, really, seriously. Trump has made some decisions I don't understand. I really don't understand the people he has around him. They're not on his side. And he should know it. And maybe that job is so busy, we really don't know what it takes to get it done. I don't know. What's infuriating is I know in my own career, like I never run a country, but in my own career, I know that I've gone in and taken over after they'd fired somebody in that position, that high-end position, they've moved somebody along, let somebody, whatever. The person abruptly resigned. And there's always pushback from the rank and file, from the team. How do you combat that? How do you let them know that you're not there just to fire them? You're there to clean things up and make them run better. Now, these people that are pushing back against Trump really think they're saving the country. Because the American people that voted him in don't have a clue. Don't you know that? Oh, yeah. We're dumber than a bag of rocks. Allen also warned that Republican congressional leaders, which probably include House Speaker Paul Ryan, all could move against Trump if Special Counsel Bob Mueller, finds crimes or Trump succumbs to their definition of radical instincts. Look, Trump is a lot thicker than that, a lot thicker skinned than that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back. We'll deal more of this garbage on the other side of the break. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org at 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk. walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get the dog.
I'll get the kid.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I just want to hit it real quick. I mean, so I interviewed Hannah Sherlocker earlier from campusreform.org. That's campusreform.org. We're going to do a weekly college campus crazies. You know, she's there. I'm not. Let's listen to what she had to say.
Recording? Yeah, perfect.
All right, as I told you, every week we're going to do our college campus crazy segments, and we do them anyway. We do them all week long. I talk to you about the education system in this country. You wonder why California is 47th in the nation when it comes to, you know, math and science. Well, I'll tell you what, it's because of the things that are going on here on our campuses. And so I've got Hannah Sherlocker with me. She is with campusreform.org. She's a contributor and program coordinator there. And prior to joining Campus Reform, she spent her collegiate career at Liberty University. And again, I'm sure we're going to have a lot of fun, Hannah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So I told my daughter, I said, really, seriously, with everything that's going on in the state of California, we're going to change your last name to Gonzalez or something like that. Because if you're here illegally, no, hey, look at, you got to give credit where credit's due. If you go to a California community college here in the state of California, you're going to be they put a special booth up for illegal immigrants. They're going to welcome them in and teach them how to get around the system. And they get to pay in-state tuition, where my daughter would not. How do you feel about that?
Outraged, to say the least. So this came from a community college in California, where the college held a four-hour event just a couple of days ago, assisting illegal immigrants who were slated to start the fall semester in the coming week. So they also had help from several school departments. This isn't just some club that's using the university. This is, you know, the school is heavily involved with this. The departments of financial aid and counseling were behind this. So, you know, it's a trend we're seeing across the country. Campuses have been singling out and rewarding illegal immigrants with these special benefits and programs. We just reported a couple weeks ago on Rutgers hosting a job fair for illegal immigrants, and then the University of Chicago, they gave a $300,000 scholarship to an illegal immigrant to attend their school. So the ironic part is these programs discriminate against law-abiding citizens by reserving these scholarships and special job offerings and resources to illegal status students. So you know, following the law is not anti-immigrant. I wish they would realize that.
$300,000. So it's American taxpayer dollars on an American college campus that's being, that's technically, it's being protected by, you know, American soldiers or American police. It's just all, it's all U.S. money. And yet we're looking for illegals to give the money away to. And there's kids that deserve to go, American students that deserve to go to college, work hard, and they get aced out because there's no more money left. That should be the thing that really rips some of the young people big time.
Absolutely. Taxpayers should be outraged by this. You know, these programs, they, and it's pure, in their purest form, they reflect a complete lack of understanding for the importance of the rule of law, and it totally allows emotion to take precedent, and it's unfair to legal students. It's unfair to American students who are paying taxpayers and students who are going to school to get their education who have been here legally. So it's very backwards.
Well, this even gets better. So now let's go to things that people are legally doing on campus that are making professors crazy, right? So here in San Antonio, Texas, there's a college professor that says he's now coming to school dressed in body armor because he doesn't feel safe that the kids who can legally carry a gun to campus, the people who can legally carry a gun to campus, make him nervous, make him afraid. However, I'm sure if an MS-13 illegal immigrant was on campus, he'd feel fine, right?
Oh, I'm sure he would. So this happened just recently, about a week and a half ago. Texas implemented campus carry at a community college, and a geography instructor at San Antonio College took it upon himself to come to class dressed in full-body protective gear. I mean, the pictures are on campusreform.org. It looks pretty silly. But the idea, he was making a statement because he doesn't, you know, feel safe. But this is just hysteria. You know, colleges aren't going to turn into a war zone just because students can more freely exercise their Second Amendment rights, you know. So I don't know. We've seen this nonsensical hysteria before at Campus Reform. You know, students at UT Austin, they released an ad for student body armor. And over at Colgate University, the university called for a lockdown because a student was seen carrying a glue gun for an art project. A glue gun. So there's just this hysteria toward, you know, any Second Amendment initiative. So this is just an example of that.
Well, see, the glue gun would frighten me to no end because I love to eat. So if he glued my lips shut, I wouldn't be able to put anything in there. That could be pretty dangerous. We'd have to call the police on that one. But no, this guy looks like the stereotypical loon you'd see at one of those protest rallies, and he's just a real darling of a guy. Let me tell you, just from the looks of what I can see. So, all right, now there's another thing that you've been following at the University of Georgia, and or a professor at the University of Georgia. He's adopted a stress-free reduction policy. You know, sweet Jesus, where was this when I was in school? Because if you're listening, those D-minuses, they shouldn't have been mine, really. If the professor had asked me, I'm sure I would have got nothing more than B-minuses, because this Georgia professor has decided that he's going to allow the kids, at this point I can't call them students, I can't call them young adults, he's going to allow the kids to decide what grades they should get. Well, to tell me more about that, because this can't be real. This is a joke, right?
This is not a joke. So University of Georgia, their professor who he teaches data management and energy information courses, he's allowing students to now choose their own grades if they feel stressed by the ones they earned. And also what I find hilarious about this story is that students who feel stressed by group dynamics can walk away from groups with no explanation and they won't be graded for them. This is a business class that this is happening in. He teaches business. Stress is pretty much guaranteed in the business world. Just look at the grueling survival of the fittest environment on Wall Street. You know, in the real world, you cannot choose your own salary and expect your boss to accommodate. So this professor can start preparing students to succeed in the business world by requiring them to actually work hard for their grades. This is appalling. I wish I could have chosen my own grades in college. Man.
Oh, it's wonderful. I love this stuff. I really do. Because then they get into the real world and the boss goes, I don't care how wigged out you are. That's on my desk by 5, or your resignation letter's on the desk by 5. How's that for some stress reduction? You won't have any more stress because you won't have to come to work anymore. You know,
exactly. But
a little reality.
You know, thanks to our covering of this story, they just yanked the policy. But, you know, it's a trend we're seeing at other campuses. So at University of Kansas, they held a knitting and coloring workshop as a stress buster event. And then over at the University of Pennsylvania, students were given Play-Doh and candy and puppies to cope with stress.
I know. I remember hearing that story. Oh, my God. Can you imagine going into your science class, going to take the final, going, geez, I'm really stressed. Can you find me a puppy in a safe space I can go to? I need to think about this test before I actually take it.
Right.
My teacher in the 70s would have laughed at me and said, let me help you out. Here's the F. Now you can go be stress-free the rest of the afternoon. See you later. Have fun.
The classroom is starting to look a whole lot more like a daycare.
Oh,
you know?
Yes.
These are rigorous academic institutions supposed to be preparing the next generation of leaders.
You can't even call it an adult
daycare.
You know,
life is hard. It's full of hurt feelings and work and annoyances and frustrations and disappointments, you know. But the great leaders in history, like take Lincoln, MLK, Churchill, they didn't retreat to coloring or petting puppies or, you know, choosing their own grades. They faced obstacles and opposition head on.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what our colleges need to go back to. Need to be cultivating leadership responsibility. So it's definitely discouraging seeing this type of behavior on campus.
But Hannah, you know, I got to put some blame where blame is due too. You've got parents who have coddled their kids all their life. Their kids have never done anything wrong. Daddy and mommy have always stuck up for them whenever they've gone sideways, and they're expecting the same kind of treatment not only in college but in the real world. And mm-hmm. they're not doing anything but hurting their kids. You know, great time for your kids to take the missteps is when they're in junior high school and high school at home with their parents and teach them. Well, you know, how they can make it better, not tell them it's not their fault. And I think this is what we're seeing across college campuses. Am I close to right?
Absolutely. And, you know, you look at this recent story that just emerged about the employee at Google who was fired for discussing non-political correct stats about gender differences in the workplace. So the same coddling and intolerance for different views that we're seeing all the time on college campuses has just begun to infect the workplace. So it shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone that Google's average employee age is 29 years old. So this is my generation. These are millennials. This is a generation that is notorious for intolerance that they learned on their very college campuses.
But I love this. You and I were kind of talking about this during one of the breaks, and I said to you, I said, what really bothers me about this is these gender, you know, it's we're going to be back with Hannah after the break, but I got to tell you something. This is what's nice. How do I say this without insulting all the old people listening? This is what's nice about having a less seasoned person on, right? You know what I'm saying? Because then they can hit things from that young perspective. Anyway, I'm Joe Masini, your host. Hannah joins us again after the break. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment, from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure having you with me, and I really do appreciate the time that you guys hang out with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. So, Heather, where'd that come from? That's an 80s name, right? Hannah Sherlocker joins us from Campus Reform. Head over to campusreform.org. Every week we're going to do our new college campus crazies, or as somebody called it, Snowflake Weekly Report, which I think is great. Maybe we'll rename it that, right? Should be. Anyway, you know what? You don't understand what's going on campus. So let's get back with her. You know, we did the interview earlier, but I tell you what, stories still stand. You got to hear this. This is just craziness going somewhere to happen.
College campuses.
I love this. You and I were kind of talking about this during one of the breaks, and I said to you, I said, what really bothers me about this is these gender fluidity freaks, okay? That there is no gender. It changes from minute to minute, hour to hour, day to day, and some don't even want any gender any kind of gender called out at all. So if you don't have a gender, then how can you have a gender gap? See, I'm always confused by this, and none of them will come on and help me. I want to learn.
I would love to learn, too. If I could find a sound answer to that, I'd be, I'd be doing something right. But, you know, and at that point, when you ask those questions, when you break it down, when you ask them to lay out the argument and actually explain, even respectfully, that's when they shut you down and they'll resort to yelling or protesting or you know, throwing out their isms and
yes.
saying you're a bigot and intolerant. So we're never going to get an answer. No. You can't rationalize with irrational thought.
I agree with you. Look, I get out there with these people. I put up a piece about the lesbian couple that had given their 6, 7, 8-year-old hormone blockers, and now we're looking for, you know, gender surgery reassignment and all this other stuff. And I said, you know, people, forget my position about the godly portion of that. Forget about all this other stuff, how I feel about, you know, the transgender community. I said, well, why don't we look at this just simply as a medical issue, right? When you talk to doctors, you're saying kids this young should not be given hormone blockers. So even if you take away all the transgender stuff, how about just the simple medical fact that even doctors on the left are saying we don't have enough information to call this a safe procedure, safe project? And the hate mail that I got was, you know, you hate transgenders, you hate young kids, you don't care if they commit suicide. I'm going, wait a minute. I'm asking you to think. I'm asking you just to sit and talk with a doctor, maybe somebody who's not on the same page as you, so you actually learn what the downside could be. And I'm a hater for that. That's what we've raised.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing.
Absolutely. And this whole hypersensitivity towards transgenders, it's actually sad to see how it's affecting children now. You know, this isn't a battle between, you know, adults lashing out their political beliefs now. This is affecting children. So, you know, when I was 5 years old, I liked playing with the boys. I was playing in the dirt. I, you know, if my parents took that as, oh, you know, she feels like a boy, she's a boy, and I underwent these transgender surgeries, I mean, this is what it's come to. So these children, they don't know who they are. Little boys play with Barbies. Little girls play with boys' toys. They're children. They need that time to explore. So it's so backwards, and it's a shame that now this is children are paying the price for their irrational parents. So. Yep.
And we can't even ask to talk about it. That's the scary part.
Right.
You know, this other story that we're going to talk about here, the summer reading assignments, and they're set at the Trump agenda. And I'm familiar with these because I'm on a school board, and there are summer reading assignments when kids are going into, you know, AP classes or what have you. There's, you know, 10 books, 5 books, whatever they have to read for the summer. And some of the content of those books are objectionable to parents. But the parents have been led to believe that if the kids don't read those books, they can't get into that class. And there are ways around it. But in this case, these college courses, they have to read these books that actually take pot shots at Trump, right?
Absolutely, yeah. So this is Princeton University. We all know it's an Ivy League school. It's supposed to be one of the best in the nation. But they're required to read What is Populism? It's a book by one of its own political science professors, Jan Mueller. And in this book, he argues that Trump's populist positions promote a certain form of exclusionary identity politics. So basically here, he's implying that Trump decides who belongs to the real America. And he openly claims that Trump is a threat to democracy and has a hatred for minorities. Now, he can think what he wants. He can have his own opinions. We all have our opinions about Trump. But the problem here is that students are exposed to this bias before even stepping foot on campus through this required summer reading. So rather than encouraging students to form their own political thoughts and do their own investigating, they're being told what to think, and then they enter the classroom knowing that they need to stay silent. They're taught if they dissent, then they will be ostracized, and they often stay silent in fear that any dissent will affect their grade. So
unreal. It's just unreal.
It's an embarrassment to academia.
And some of these young people that you talk to on campuses, are they really that indoctrinated that they will they argue with a professor in most cases? Do they just not bother?
I will say the students that I have the pleasure with working with at Campus Reform, they are brave enough to actually report on what's going on in their campus, and they're brave enough to stand up in their classroom and challenge this type of indoctrination. And a lot of times they receive backlash. But there's a strong ones. A lot of the students, they are afraid. And And, you know, these are freshmen coming in. They're entering an entirely new environment, often without knowing anyone. So they're in a vulnerable position, first of all. So if they see their professors, you know, creating this classroom climate before they walk in the classroom, you can't blame them for not wanting to speak up.
No, I wouldn't. You, that grade carries with you for life, and it's almost impossible to get it changed or fight or, you know, I can see where they're coming from. I really can. I can see where the fight would come from and how young people wouldn't want to do it. It's a lifelong fight for them once that mark hits their transcripts, right?
Right. And, you know, this isn't just at Princeton. At Kansas State, Miami University, and I believe the University of Michigan, they all required the same book this summer, and it's called Spare Parts for Undocumented Teenagers. So I don't even have to explain to you the bias of that. We can already sense that from the title. But my favorite is Nassau Community College up in New York. Their summer reading requirement is called Becoming Nicole, which explains the transgender transition of a brother and sister as children who underwent this surgery together. So, you know, I don't know. I may be wrong, but
places.
No. They both underwent their own surgery.
Okay. All right. Were they brother and sister that switched? I mean, I'm kind of, because that one I got to go after.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
I think that is the idea. I mean, I didn't read the book. You'd have to pay me a whole lot of money to actually read a few chapters of that. but yeah, basically, it's, I don't know. To me, when a college chooses a summer reading book, that to me, it's a statement of what the school values. That's what they're saying. They want the student to have that foundation of this book before stepping foot on campus. And
wow.
If learning how to do a transgender transition is what they value, then so be it. But they're not producing any next generation of leaders, that's for sure.
Hannah, tell people how they can find out more about you and the stories over at campus.
You can read all about this campus craziness every day at campusreform.org. And you can always send us tips and ideas of what's happening in your towns, on your campuses. So
I don't want to be able to send you tips. I want to make sure. I'm just going to hide myself from all of this because I can't handle all the craziness.
I don't blame you.
All right, Hannah, thanks for being with me. Have a great day. And the craziness never stops, right, does it? I mean, we do these stories every night. I love this right now. Somehow, what's going on in North Korea is Trump's fault. But this is that non-responsibility. I guess, would somebody check the Democrats' platform? I think in the platform, they got rid of God. Oh, they tried to get rid of God. I'm sorry, that didn't go. But maybe I think they have a non-responsibility clause in their platform. They take responsibility. You know, Carter did no wrong. Clinton did no wrong. Obama did no wrong. Didn't allow these things. I mean, this is all the fault of conservative Republicans. Do you understand that my understanding, I've never been in one, but my understanding is when you go to a 12-step program, the first thing, you can't even get in there unless you admit you have a problem. And you can't blame your wife and everybody else. You have the drinking problem. You have the drug problem. And if you can't admit to that, then guess what happens? You don't get to stay in the program. You don't get to even go in the program. But think about everything. They're not responsible for what's happening in Iran. They're not responsible for what's happening in the Middle East. They're not responsible for what's happening in Europe. I mean, they're not responsible for Mrs. Clinton not becoming president. I mean, I would love a Democrat to come on and tell me what they've done wrong. If they've done anything wrong, have they made? And I don't mean, like, don't come on and tell me you didn't go far enough with Obamacare. Don't, because you're just going to get me mad. It's like poking the bear. It's not a good thing. But are there things you've done wrong? Are there miscalculations? I mean, I love the fact that after the Republicans didn't pass repealing Obamacare, some of the Dems started grumbling a little bit, saying, you know, there are fixes we have to make to Obamacare. Now, if I was the Republicans at this point, the smart ones anyway, there are not many left, I would come up with some kind of program. And I would work out the bugs, and I would take care of everything, and I'd take all this time. I'd let Obamacare stay. And then I would take that puppy and I would put a little package on my desk and I would just leave it there. And when the Democrats started screaming, when Obamacare starts to fail, when they were just writhing in pain, I would whip that thing off my desk and say, sure, we'll help you. You want to vote on this today or tomorrow? That's what I would do. I'm Joe Bacini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go far. Get some coffee and come on back.